Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You can't separate protection from being led by the Spirit. You don't just quote scriptures over yourself. And the same thing with money. Well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to put my money in there and it's going to grow. And well, you got to back up. And we're going to see this again and again. People rush over the beginning of a thing. They already got it planned and, they already got the house decorated and all the furniture moved in their mind before they were ever sure you're supposed to get that house. Wisdom always focuses on the start of the thing. Are we even supposed to do it? Then, when it's God, there's wisdom in it. You can lift up your eyes then and see where it's going. Do not rush past the beginning. You know, I've seen this in traveling. We get a lot of invitations. I'm thankful for that. I could go every day and night. But there's been a few times, not too many, thank the Lord, but there's been a few times over these 25 years or so, there's been a time or two. I'm thinking one time Phyllis and I are flying back from a place, and I looked at her, I said, you know, I don't feel like this weekend was the best use of our time. I don't feel like the people were ready for the meeting. I don't feel like they received it that well. I don't feel like it was the best use of our time. And you know who I blame for that? The people. No. Right here. Did you hear me? And there's been a few times, not too many, thank God, but there's been a time or two where it was troublesome. I mean, it cost three times the money to do the thing, and it took you twice as long, and it wore you out twice as much, and you realize, I missed it on this. You know, I'd have been better off at home. Are you with me now? You understand what I'm saying? Wisdom. Wisdom has to do with revealing the plan of God. And so there's been times when, man, I had to pray and use my faith to get through the weather. And it was just a deal, just getting there and back. And again, I realized I didn't spend enough time on the beginning. Should I even go? Are y'all helping me now? Should I even go? When you spend enough time on the first step, when you get that one settled, then everything else is going to flow. If it's something I'm supposed to be doing, then this is bigger than me now. Right? God has a vested interest in making this thing happen because it was His idea. I'm just doing what He told me to do. And so, man, He's going to help me with everything. The traffic and the weather and the accommodations and my strength and everything. But why so many people are so wore out and so many problems is because they don't spend enough time on that first part. They just make plans and they blare into it and they get problems and then they go, God, help me, help me, help me. So the wisdom of God is to look at the beginning really closely and check it and check it and check it. Look at, you're there close by, 24. Flip over to 24, Proverbs. If I don't give you a book name, you know what it is, right? 24. And verse 3. What does it say? Through wisdom is a house builded. And by understanding, it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Yes. Amen. Whose scripture is that?
Mine.
Let me read you, what is this, the NIV on this says, the rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures.
Amen.
Phyllis and I have been standing on that one for a few years now. And they just keep coming. Rare things. Beautiful things. This is for you. But now notice, wisdom is in here, and understanding is in here, and knowledge is in here. First of all, say first of all. First of all, through wisdom is the house built. It's back up, you know, you're looking at the beginning. Why did we build the house? Wisdom. Because we're going to need a place to live. It's not going to be summertime forever. See, a fool just lays up and think, well, it's 85. I don't have to have a house. Right? What do I need a house for? I can live right here in the woods. But a wise person says it ain't going to be 85 forever. Right? We'd be baling hay with my grandpa at times. And, you know, these little, not the big round ones. We had the little square ones. And, oh, man, in Mississippi with 100% humidity, you can get mighty hot. It's been hot around here. It's been Mississippi hot here. Yeah. We'd haul these bales of hay, all day long. And we're thinking about, man, it is so hot. Man, it is so hot. And my papa would say, boy, this will sure beat a snowball this winter. These old cows will be so glad. It'll sure beat eating snowballs. Well, that's what the Bible talks about, even an ant. Right? Be wise like the ant, because what does the ant do? Gathers its food in the summer. God has put wisdom in that ant. Now, that ant does not have a calendar. He does not know what day it is or what month it is. Right? He does not have the big picture at all. But God put just a little dab of wisdom in that ant. And something in him motivates him. We got to get it while the getting's good. We got to get this food now and put it up. And so, man, you see him just marching out and marching back and marching out. Every time you see that, you ought to think, wisdom. Wisdom. They are preparing for the future. Right? Because other animals and insects don't have that. They just live for the moment. It just is what it is. And of course, they're always surprised. Always, the fool is always surprised. They wake up in a different world every day. Well, through wisdom, the house is built. The decision to build the house was because of wisdom. Right? It's the wisdom of God that you and I have a church family. Wasn't my idea. Wasn't your idea. But God knew what was coming up. We don't see a fraction of it. I mean, we're just getting started here. But he saw then from the beginning and that it was good that we have a family here. There are other good families here. I don't mean to imply that. But I mean for you and me, for us. And it's wisdom that the preparation be made, and most of it we haven't gotten to yet. But God is putting us together and giving us our buildings and our lands and our properties and our money and filling us full of word and faith. Because he knows what's coming up. Right? He's not discovering everything every day. God's not sitting in heaven and go, well, look at that. Who would have thunk it? Surprise, surprise, surprise. No. He knew what he was doing. Right? And he knows what he's doing. And he knows where it's going. So through wisdom, the house is built. That's why the house was built. Because of wisdom. And then let me just stop right here. Let's open our spirit up and let the Lord show us what is important. I'm just touching some things tonight. I've already touched a number of things, and we're going to back up maybe and spend more time on them as time goes on. We'll see how the Lord leads us. But I'm just referring to a lot of scriptures instead of turning to them. But the scripture says that even though there's much tillage in the land of the poor, fools die and are in lack for want of wisdom. In other words, the resources are there. But they perish not because of lack of resources, but because of lack of wisdom. You know, there are numerous countries in the world that really have more natural resources than we do. The riches of their natural resources far exceeds ours, though ours are great. Well, why aren't they richer than us? The resources have been squandered. They have not been handled properly. And I mean, ours hadn't been handled the best they could. But they've been handled better than a lot of others. So many times people are thinking, well, I got to get more money and I got to get a better job and I got to get hooked up with some different people and I got to do this. No, no. What's the first thing you need and the main thing you need right now?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. You know, I'm thinking about a man right now. And back in this would have been late 60s, early 70s, he got a hold of one of Brother Hagin's series on how to be led by the Spirit. Real to real. And he listened to that, 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 and he had $50. $50. Today, he's worth hundreds of millions. He took that $50 and turned it into hundreds of millions over a period of decades. Well, how many in here's got $50? And a Bible. And access to the wisdom of God. You got the same God he does. I got the same God he does. Right? Well, then why should we bump along forever broke? When it is possible by the wisdom of God to turn $50 into $300 or $400 million. Is it possible? It's happened many times before. But the problem is foolishness. People eat all their seed. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Have no vision. Are convinced. I'm poor. My mama was poor. And her mama was poor. And we poor. We poor, but we proud. Well, you need to be delivered from both conditions. Right? Everybody say wisdom. See, we really have the resources right now to go far, to go very far. It's what we do with them. It's how we handle them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Value of Wisdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602A. That's R1602A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God.